hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, I turn our gaze to London's Columbia Road. In London's East End, there's a short strip of street that every Sunday morning transforms into a quivering canopy of foliage through which Londoners squeeze in search of a nice potted plant, something to cheer up a neglected patch, or a bunch of blooms to take to a sick neighbour. The flower market at Columbia Road has been around for decades, and there's been a market of some sort here dating back to the 1860s. Today, its evergreen appeal is down to several nicely arranged factors. Firstly, the Victorian street is also home to lots of compact shops selling crafts and gifts and bagels. There's a strong Jewish link in this part of the East End. Oh, and also good coffee. Meanwhile, the neighbouring Ezra Street looks like a facade for a movie set in Victorian times, with its cobbles, lantern lamps and tiny Sunday market. And thirdly, even the buskers aren't painful. No human statues here. It's a good mix of the tarted up and proper old school East End. The stallholders holler, cajole and utter the occasional saucy comment, and a proper in-the-blood market people. It's where those whose families have lived here for generations and also the Aravis literally rub shoulders. Going to the market regularly also keeps Londoners in tune with the changing seasons. Spring is when the number of punters begins to climb like a creeper, as big ambitions for making a go of the garden come into play. People push through the throng, waylaid with bedding plants and bunches of daffs for their windowsills too. Summer delivers another round of perhaps two in-bloom beauties, such as heavily white-blossomed hydrangeas and breeze-bristling bamboos. Autumn is for bulbs, and December, of course, for Christmas trees and wreaths. The seasons shape the very scent of the street. Many people go for no more than a gander, but they leave with a sense of having, on a Sunday morning, been surrounded by a mixed bag of humanity, all united in a hope of making some corner prettier than when they woke up. It's a bit of London that is very London, a piece that makes you realise why the city can enthrall you when it takes its fancy to do so, and shows how the humble market is a genius social mixer. It's flower power for a new generation. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.